Ya Mushiri, this is Agi Attar calling from Khanpur, India. Those kids who memorize the Holy Quran quickly, at times they often get busy in work and other things and also forget to memorize Quran quickly too. Therefore, please advise us that those who have forgotten quite a fair bit of it, what shall they do now? And is it not necessary anymore to remember it? Or would it still be fine even if they do not remember it anymore now? Please advise us in this regard and bless us with an answer.
Memorizing the Holy Quran is easy, but to keep it securely memorized is difficult. Out of passion, Islamic brothers and sisters do become huffaz, but then due to household responsibilities, very few would be left as hafiza. They would be made to forget it. A lot of them. Similarly, I've seen many huffaz who struggle in it. They stay like this throughout the year. And those who are to lead Taraweeh, they start revising the Holy Quran in the month of Rajab or Sha'ban. So one should recite it throughout the year. You have done hifz. By Allah, it's a great privilege and honor. But it is essential to retain it now. You've got this blessing, you should appreciate it. Whoever has become hafiz, he should appreciate it now. For this purpose, it would be great if he recites one manzil every day. You will find such students, teachers, and qaris of Madrasatul Madina who recite one manzil every day. You'll find such students of Jamiatul Madina as well. Although the number is very less of those qaris who recite one manzil a day, there'll hardly be one or two. But if you complete one manzil a day, this way you will complete 4 Qur'an-e-Pak throughout the month. So in 1 week, you will be able to complete one Qur'an. This way you will memorize such Qur'an that insha'Allah you will never forget it again. Similarly, if you're unable to recite the complete manzil, then recite a little less or do it this way that recite 4 paras a day. So this way as well, one can get the privilege of completing 4 Qur'ans a month. If you can't do this either, then recite 2 paras a day. Even then, around 2 Qur'ans will be completed. If one doesn't have even this much passion and says that I don't have time, then I don't understand this excuse. You have hours for social media. You have hours for gossiping around. We have all the time in the world to talk about politics. That he will win, he will lose, this happened there, that happened there, he's done this, how the weather is. We have time for all this. But if we don't have time, then we don't even have 12 minutes to recite the Holy Quran. How unfortunate it is. Shall I call it a misfortune or what? No time at all. We have time to talk nonsense. We have time to watch sinful channels. The one who is used to reciting the Holy Quran nicely, if he recites the Holy Quran properly and according to the rules of Tajweed, then he shall complete a para in 25 minutes with an association to 25th of Safar. He shouldn't read it fast in a way that no one understands. Rather, read it properly. Like some do ya'lamuna ta'lamuna. That's not reciting Quran. It would only be considered to have been recited if every letter was pronounced from its origin. So for one manzil, i.e. completing 4 Qur'ans in a month, if a true intention for this develops inside you, only then make the intention and raise your hand. Otherwise don't. Otherwise it will be lying, it will be deceit. So now, who makes the intention of reciting one manzil daily? Make the intention for 12 months that I will recite one manzil daily for 12 months. If I was unable to recite it one day, then I will make up for it the next day. I'll recite 2 manzils the next day. Anyone making intention now? Those who will recite 2 paras, this is besides manzil. They should express their intentions. MashaAllah. The 2 para ones have outnumbered them, isn't it? Now, those who will recite 1 para daily. This is not only for qaris. Quran is for all of us. So all the Islamic brothers and sisters listening, make one intention of reciting at least 1 para daily with the bestowment of Allah Almighty. Initially, it will take longer when you're not used to it. But inshallah, when you keep reciting, you'll get fluent as well and you will complete it quicker as well. So with its blessings, your heart will turn into Garden of Medina. You'll relish it, you'll enjoy it. and a lot of your complications, problems and tensions will be resolved from the unseen, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد.